Okay, good morning everybody. So Rashi is taking us through, of course, the days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan to Vav Sivan, of course, Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi Bishvil Shishi Vav Sivan Nivra HaOlam. So the Aliyah begins as follows, and it's important to follow the dramatic changes that are occurring here. According to Rashi, it wasn't like the world may have been created for Har Sinai, but the exact plan was being worked out almost, ad hoc. So, Vayavo Moshe Vayikra Lishneam, Vayasli Tnehem Beiskal Adrim Vayel Asher Tzivau Adonai, Vayanu Cholam Vayachda, Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Adonai Naaseh, Vayashev Moshe Zdiberi Ha'am El Adonai, that's in the morning of the third day. Vayomar Adonai El Moshe, Hine Anuchi Voy Lecha Ba'am Ve'anon, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'am Bedabri Imach, Vegam Becha Yaminu Le'olam, Vayagin Moshe, Zdivrei Ha'am El Adonai. So Hashem said to Moshe, this is on the third day, okay, so here's the plan. You're going to come into the Av Ha'anan, which is the Arafel, the thickest part of the cloud, Rashi says, so that everybody will hear that I'm speaking with you. Vayidaver Hashem Moshe Le'mor, but this time they'll be able to hear the frequency. I'm not going to be really addressing them, but I'll be addressing you. You'll address them, and they will have emuna in you forever, in terms of Nevuah, the Ramban talks about, didn't they already achieve that? Vayamin of Hashem Moshe Abdo, and the Ramban has an interesting essay, you can look there, about how this is actually more than happened at Kriyas Yamsuf, which is, I think, a really interesting idea. But be that as it may, Vayagin Moshe's Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. What did he tell Hashem? Which Divrei Ha'am? So Rashi jumps in at that point, as Divrei Ha'am, Tshuval Dabrezeh Shamati Mehem. So, interestingly, Rashi the Shitaso says this is in the middle of a pasuk, a whole new day, b'yom ha'macharashu who revi l'chodesh. So what did the Jewish people say about this when Moshe came down on the afternoon of the third day, or whatever it was, to say, okay, here's the plan, Hashem's going to speak to me, you'll all hear it, you'll all be able to realize that this is the voice of Hashem, coming through loud and clear over the frequency. So their response was, absolutely not. Tshuval davar zeh shamati mehem sheritzonam lishmoa mimcha eino doma shomea mipi ha-shaliach lishomea mipi ha-melech ritzoneinu liraos es malkeinu shelo teishmia gedola meri'ia and certainly not shomea mipi ha-shaliach. This is a moment when Klal Yisrael wanted very, very deeply to have a direct relationship with Hashem. And of course this wouldn't last. The psukim in Sefer Bamidbar certainly come to mind. L'hafsik ben Puranos, and Parshas Baaloscha, we have the backward nun, and the Rabban says, based on the Medrash of Ayisumei Arsham Derech Shloshes Yamim Kitino Kabureach, Mibes HaSefer, apparently they weren't so excited anymore, Ritzoneinu Lirosis Malkenu, but this was a very glorious moment. So two Hayaros on this idea of Ritzoneinu Lirosis Malkenu. One of them is, I think, a direct continuation of what the Jewish people had experienced, if not seen, at Makas Bechoros. Ani velo malach, ani velo saraf, ani velo hashaliach, al HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo v'atzmo. There was an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had interacted directly, had interceded, at minimum, if not interacted directly with the Jewish people. So this represents a continuum from that point, and I'll stress, that's already in Mirumas in Rashi at the beginning. Bechodesh Hashishi, it says Bnei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael, Bayom Mibar Sinai, and the drasha of Zebir Rosh Chodesh, Hachodesh Hazalacham Rosh Chadashim. So this is all connecting back to an important feature of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was the direct interaction with the Ribono Shalom. That's Hayara number one. Hayara number two is what the Gemara calls Moshe the Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Hosef yomecha midato. Because what we have here in the next pasuk is Vayomer Shalom Moshe. If that's really so, if that's what they want, as Rashi interprets, Leichalam b'kidasham yom machar v'chibsu sim lo sam. So now there's going to be a higher standard. Imkein shemazkikin ladaber imam leichalam v'kidashtem zimantem sheyachinu atzmam hayom machar, that they have to achieve a certain degree of kedusha that is only achieved through precious miderech eretz. But Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, Hosef Yom Echad Midato, instead of Hayu Nechonim LaYom HaShlishi, Moshe Rabbeinu adds on, Hayu Nechonim LiShloshes Yamim, Al Tigshu El Isha. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hosef Yom Echad Midato. One of three instances, and the Shechina, in fact, acceded to this, affirmed that this was, you know, absolutely the correct thing to do. And this goes along with the theme of Pirish Min Ha'isha and Shviras Haluchos as well. Shlosha Dvarim Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Midato V'Hiskim Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Yado. So what's the point? That if the Jewish people are initiating this greater degree of interaction with Hashem, Ritzoneinu Liros Es Malkeinu, so Moshe feels not only empowered but responsible to initiate on his own and say, okay, if that's true, if we are the ones who are initiating this divine man encounter, if we have the ability to do that, says Moshe Rabbeinu to himself, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts that request and says, okay, you want to initiate an even closer relationship with me? So Moshe Rabbeinu sees in this the seeds of another kind of initiation, asu siag la Torah, of, you know, mishmeres l'mishmarti, and understanding that there's a role here to prepare the Jewish people in an even more intensive way for Maimid Har Sinai. If this is really what we want, Ritzoneinu Liros Es Malkeinu, it makes sense for us to be particularly protective and particularly invested in exactly what this process is going to look like. Everybody have a wonderful day.